Dr. Pinsky dictating email. I am Ian Raphael, R-A-F-A-E-L, Rosario, R-O-S-A-R-I-O. Rafael Rosario is a 66-year-old male. He reports he injured his right shoulder at work on 3/27/22. He's becoming to sit and he fell off a chair onto his right shoulder. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He did have further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a diagnosis of tendonitis. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. The rest of that section is normal. As per the record supplied, Mr. Rosario was seen by Dr. Stern at urgent care on 3/27/22. Scratch that. 3/29/22 as for a follow-up visit. He was seen by Dr. Stern at urgent care on 3/29/22. And underwent x-rays of the right shoulder that failed to show any acute fracture or dislocation. But he was diagnosed with contusion and sprain of the right shoulder and was advised to apply ice alternating with heat, comma, range of motion exercises, comma, and to take Tylenol. He could work in a modified duty capacity until his next scheduled visit on 4/5/22. He continued to be seen by Dr. Stern over the next few weeks. On For 2022, Dr. Stern amended his diagnosis to status post-contusion and sprain slash strain of the right shoulder with calcific tendonitis as noted on x-ray. He was going to continue with medication and therapy. Dr. Stern felt a lot of his symptoms were chronic in nature due to the calcific tendonitis, comma, bursitis, and wear and tear. He also complained of lower back pain, but this was not part of his initial complaints. It developed subsequently in the last few weeks. Dr. Stern advised him he could not treat him for his back since it was not part of the initial injury, and he needed to see his primary care doctor for this. So Dr. Stern again on 5/5/22. On 5/5/22 when he was discharged from care, having had therapy and a corticosteroid injection. He returned on 5/20/22, stating he still had pain with certain movements. Tylenol usually alleviates his symptoms. He was then referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. New paragraph on 6/16/22. Mr. Rosario was seen orthopedically by Dr. Islinger. He related not much improvement with therapy for 8 to 10 sessions. He did not have any prior shoulder problems. Dr. Illinger reviewed x-rays that showed AC arthropathy and sparing and mild glenohumeral joint arthritis. He diagnosed a strain of the rotator cuff and ordered an MRI of the right shoulder. The MRI was done on 7/14/22. This showed rotator cuff tendinopathy with partial thickness tearing. Insert the report here or type it in here. He followed up with Dr. Islinger to review these results on 8/4/22. 22. Period, he noted the MRI. And found he had reasonable range of motion and strength. Period. Dr. Islinger discharged him from care with a final diagnosis of right shoulder pain consistent with traumatic impingement syndrome. Period. Mr. Rosario was not interested in surgery, so was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. He was already working in a full duty capacity. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed callus formation and a rough texture to the hands bilaterally. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Passive range of motion of the right shoulder was full in all spheres without crepitus, but abduction and flexion elicited tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to L2. Period. Right elbow flexion was full to 140 degrees, but non-physiologically elicited shoulder tenderness. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-. Resisted right elbow flexion and internal rotation was otherwise 5/5. He was tender to palpation about the right AC joint, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuvers normal. Spine. Cervical. Active flexion and bilateral side bending were full to 50 and 45 degrees respectively. Period extension was to 45 degrees and bilateral rotation to 65 degrees. Period was tender at the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal, and lower extremities normal. Impressions on 3/27/22, Rafael Rosario slipped off of a chair and landed on his right shoulder. Period. He was seen 2 days later by Dr. Stern. Period. X-ray showed no acute fracture or dislocation, but did show some degenerative changes. Period. The petitioner was initiated on conservative therapeutic measures. Period. His progress was monitored and diagnosis was amended to calcific tendonitis of the shoulder, reflecting pathology that was chronic in nature. Period. He eventually was seen orthopedically by Dr. Islinger, having had physical therapy. Period. A right shoulder MRI was done on 7/14/22 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Islinger discussed treatment options with him, but Mr. Rosario was not interested in surgery. Period. He was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement at full duty. Period. New paragraph of the current exam found there to be skin changes on his hands, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. There was full range of motion about the right shoulder with tenderness in certain planes. Period. There was no crepitus there. Period. There was tenderness palpation about the right AC joint. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the shoulders were negative. Period. Cursory examination of his right foot was negative. Period. He did have full range of motion about the lumbar spine and ambulated with a physiologic gait. Period. New paragraph, there is no more than 2.5% permanent partial total disability referral to the right shoulder. Period. I would ascribe this assessment to pre-existing chronic degenerative conditions that were not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by the subject event. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back or right foot. Period. it does not appear that he received substantive medical attention to his right foot or lower back specifically. Period. End.